Started. So Umnin Karmin Rosha Ilan Rosh and Nidbach Mashen Roshain Lasas can be Tvila. Tvila is Rachameinu. A person has to have a higher degree of Kavana. Chosan Potter Mikriashma Lala Rishonan Motoy Shabbos. The Ramam Advilo Advichlal. The other Rishonim Advichlal in Loasa Maisa Maisa Rigamilashanasa Isha. Vikar Lila Rishonim Lotamid of the Matana Rabbanish Chosan Potter Mikriashma Lani Shamela Chamavatu Menim Al Shamayim. Afilu Sha'achas. Tanu Rabbanan Umnin Karim Rosha Ilan Rosha Nidvach Umispalin Rosha Zayas Virosha Te'eno Sharkal Ilanos Yerden Lamata Umispalin Balabayas Benkach Levenkach. He's got no heter. He's not cheating anybody. Yore Lamata Umispalin Lefi Shein Daito Miyusheves Alav. So Rami Le Rav Mari Bera Debashmua Le Rav Atnan Ha'umnin Karim Rosha Ilan Rosha Nidvach Amalo Voye Kavana. The other direction, I mean, you said, what about you? You know an answer? Right? And basically, a person doesn't have to change whatever it is they're doing. Lokashya haba perek rishon haba perek sheni. Quick review of the shitos and the rishonim. So Rashi takes it kipshuto. Rashi l'shitaso who aligns ilan kavana with kriya. Right? The baliatosos take it in a different direction. The baliatosos say that here haba perek rishon is only pasuk rishon l'shitasam. Who splits the difference is the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, no, Parsha Rishona really means Parsha Rishona here, even though Kavana is a din in Pasuk HaRishon. So what did the Rambam say? Because Parsha Rishona is a din in Arai. Whoever heard, we learned all of Masachas Brachos, we never saw Arai come up once. Where is Arai from? Arai is a visitor from Masachta Yuma. Daf Yates. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma and Daf Yates explains, V'dibar taba maseo sam keva velo aroi. So there, the Gemara says, also Perek Rishon, Perek Sheni. So that's good for Rashi, and it's good for Tosos, but what's the difficulty we had in the Rambam? There, by Remizas Vasayim, and Hobras Etzbos, and Kritzas Einayim, there the Rambam says, again and again,
All three Parshias.
So what in the world is the difference?
Said that there's a religious value of not cheating well on bias, and we're doing what you're paid to be doing.
Oh.
Whereas there's no value assigned to remizas, kritza or all
the remiza kritza hora betzbos. Who exactly cares? Tanu Rabbanan. Hapolim shayu osin melachay tzol balabayis karin kriyat shema mevarchin lefanel acharel vilchin pitan mevarchin lefanel acharel mispalin tefila shel shemun esrei. Aval ein yordin lifnei ateva. It can't be a shaliach tzibor. That takes too much time. It wouldn't be fair to the balabayas. Vein nosin kapeyim. Vatanya me ein shon esrei. Amar sheishes lakasha. That's just an iteration of the machlokas. Much later on in the fourth perek between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel says every single day shon esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says me ein shon esrei. Rashi says over here that means habinenu. That itself is a discussion in the fourth perek. So iru Yeshua ma'ir yapolin afilu kol adam nami. They're being paid in addition to their meals, so then they have to cut it shorter. If they're just working literally for their meals, when people have a subsistence level existence, so those people, so those individuals are osin bisuuda, so they have the right to make it briefer. There's a couple points in the Baliatosis. The first point in the Baliatosis, they ask Akasha from the side, is what about the Gemara and Daf Yud, Shira Malos Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem? How can you daven in a tree? It's a makom that is gavoa. So the Baliatosis say a makom gavoa means a place that's in a rishus and it's elevated over the rest of that rishus, like a chair or a bench. But if it's a rishus bifnei atzmo, like a tree, it's not a problem. That can be justified, by the way, all the bimos that we have today. If a person davens from a bima, even though historically, if you go to Europe, they're constructed differently. You go to Daramushul and Krakow, you can see that went down into the ground, but that's a very important psak of the Baliatosa. So the Tosa says again, Afilu kol adam nami. So this is in the case of Rabbi Yeshua. So you said, Tamar Hashar Kol Adam Mishus Poalim Chova. You know, but you could say, no, the Poalim are chayiv to do it according to Rabbi Yeshua. Anybody else who wanted to, according to Rabbi Yeshua, could say a full Shemona Esrei. They're not allowed to. So the Gemara says that would be no chiddush. There'd be no reason to teach that. It would be obvious, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to pshitale, kevan sheyachal lomar mein Shemona Esrei. Anybody, shar kol adam, could say, mein Shemona Esrei, in zeshum chiddush. It's not a chiddush to say the Poalim would have to do that, so there's no reason to have such a point reiterated. V'hatanya, back in the Gemara, Poalim shayos and b'lachetzel balabayis, Kriyat Shema, that's a daraisa. Mispalalin, Rochen Pitan, Ein Mevorechen Afanel. The Gra points out that there's many, many different girsaos here. And it goes back to that fundamental issue about Birchas Hananin. Is there really an Isser? Lehanos Minodlom Azabalo Bracha? Is it possible that there are shades of daraisa to that? So you see there's a very long footnote here in the Gra. But again, the simple reading is like Rashi says that that's only a din de rabbanan. Ein mevarchin lefanel. Rashi says ein amin haTorah. It's interesting. You could quibble. Maybe ein amin haTorah means like the Rambam says that it's not quite a de rabbanan either. Ein amin haTorah means it's not a full daraisa, but maybe it's like a divrei sofrim. Okay. Mevarchin lachara. That's min haTorah dechsev ve'achalta ve'savata ve'irachta. That's the one thing we could all agree. In Masechta Brachos is really a din de araisa. How do you do that? Ketzad bracha rishona kitikuna shnia posech birchas haaretz kolin bona Yerushalayim mebirchas haaretz, and forget about hatov v'ameitiv. B'med v'ram amarin b'osin b'scharon, osin b'sudasan. Right, if they're not being paid in addition to it, they're just doing it to get their meals. Oshaya balabayis meisei v'imohen mevorchin kitikuna. They should recite the entire birchas hamazon. Okay. To take a look over at Tosos, this short little Tosos sparked a revolution. V'chosim birchas haaretz, Tosos says, Ava gav demidar ha'isahem yishkoach v'archachamim lachor davar min ha'torah ho'il utrudim lachas balabayis. The din daraisa, the kriya of these brachas, not just the concept of birchas hamazon in general is daraisa, right? Very parallel to what we're discussing. Like Kriyat Shema, the rabbis gave us a certain text that, no, when Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken Hazan, and Yoshua was metakin Birkas Haaretz, and David and Shlomo were metakin the third bracha of Bona Yerushalayim, that's the way that we rebuild the Daraisa. It's not Darabon, it's Daraisa. Nonetheless, Yesh Koach V'yad Chachamim Lakor Davar Mina Torah, when there's a really important value. Okay, whether it's Kavod Abrios, right? There's or Chashash, or Gzeira Derabba, whatever it is. So here the Rebbe Kiva Eger points out, he says, wait a second. The Balei HaTosfos are taking their stand on a huge issue. Huge, huge issue later in the Masech. To take a look over. I am the Kamandaf Memvav. Teda, Tov Yametiv Lav De Raisa. Share Poalim Okrimusa. And Sarechiyun. The Rav used to like to say that about Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kashas, he would say in Yiddish, in the name of his father, in the name of his grandfather, the kasha bleibt, which means that the kasha stays. You could try to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, but he thought of that answer. So here, this is like a din prati in that, because even Rabbi Kiva Eger said mitzarachian. So, like explicitly against, yeah.
No, but here, even when we're being okay, we're not really being okay. They're still there. We're just transmuting them, changing their form.
No doubt that there's a difference between a total omission and tinkering with them. But the Balei HaTosfos are suggesting that the rabbis have every right to make these changes to Birkas HaMazon on the basis of Malacha.
Right.
So again, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is pointing out. You read the Gemara later, and the Gemara wants to cite a clear proof. It's such a clear proof. I mean, I understand the distinction that you're drawing, but like for the Gemara to say, like it's such a davar pashut, oh, for sure it's a derabana, it does not seem to accord well with this Tosos. We could agree that there's a tension.
I'm not sure there is, because I think if the most you can be okay at this is to say, okay, so we'll combine them into one bracha. And it's clear that this is like very, very different if they're okay completely.
I don't
see the Sarachian, I don't even see the Kasha.
I think that's a little much. I can open myself up to seeing from your point of view is that there's such an important distinction between tampering with it and omitting it entirely, but I think the a serious question. Okay. Next piece. We have a lot of background in, so we'll go through quickly. Chasan Patr Mikriya Shma Tan Rabban Shil Chavisach Pralo Sig Mitzvah Chavderach Pralo Chasan. Koni Sis Abasula Patr Salman Ochai. My Mashma Rav Papach Ki Derech Ma Derech Rishos. Avacha Nami Rishos. Amila Askin the Kazal Dvar Mitzvah. Pil Hacham Rechon Alikrei. Im Krein Kra Lema Kra Excuse Me Vlechas. My Vlech Techa. Shma Mila Vlechas Dida Chud Mechai Vad the Mitzvah Tira. So Ihachi Mayiria Koni Sis Abasula. So getting married to Alman is also a mitzvah. Koni Salman and Nami. Ha chatarid v'ha chalotarid. It's a question of tirda de mitzvah. You say, imishim tirda, avilu tavas v'nasa v'yal nami. So let's say a person is facing financial ruin. So obviously that's going to be a massive tirda. Alama merib abba barzavda marav ovel. Again, a person is tarud for sure. Chayiv v'chol ha-mitzvah semu v'satar v'chutzi natulun. Shai nemar b'hem pe'er. Shenemar Perecha Chavah Shalecha, whatever Yechezkel ben Buzi Yakoyin was told to do, we know we do the opposite. So Imre Hasam Tirda de Rishos Hacha Tirda de Mitzvah. So the Ptur of Alech the Chavah Derech means that there are two criteria in Avi. Again, Tirda as opposed to Akonis Asalmana, and Mitzvah as opposed to Avel, and as opposed to Tava Svinaso Bayam. Rachatz Laila Harishon. Shemesa Yishto. As she says, the day that she was buried. So Amr lo Tamida of the Matanu Rabbeinu Avil Asr Lerchotz. Amr lo Hameini Shar B'nei Adam Istinis Ani. So Istinis, Rashi says, a Ben Adam Me'unag U'mefunak. Spoiled. So Tosfos says, a little more technical terms, what it means is that there's tsar. The iser of rechitza is only rechitza shel tainug. Person who's experiencing tsar may feel relieved, but it's not. It doesn't qualify as tainug. And he has support for this, even by Yom Kippur, right? It's true that the Balei Tosfos think that the Sha'arinuim are really derabanan of Yom Kippur, but the fact is, even the Rambam, who thinks that they're deraisa, they're just darshan down Torah Shabbal Peh, Yisaron HaKasav L'Chachamim, so he says, Raya here from Yoma, Ein Zayin Ad-Veiz, Mishi Yeshul Chatatin B'Rosho, it's bothering him, he's in Sa'ar, Sach Kedarko B'Yom HaKippur, Meno Choshesh, Aval Gav D'Sicha K'Shesia B'Yom HaKippurim, the only thing which is really Aser is Sicha Shal Tainag, Chin Masham B'Yushalmi, Aval Aser B'Rechitza, Hadad Nesem B'Rechitza Shal Tainag, Aval Sicha Shainu Shal Tainag, Mutter. So when I was a little kid, I didn't know why in the world you would think instructional swim, free swim. You can appreciate the distinction. Instructional swim is mitzvah, but it's an important distinction. Okay. So that's a grounded distinction. That's a reasonable distinction to draw, that is already not the tainug, but that is for purposes of a person's survival. That's not free play. Okay, it's not water sports. Okay. So, good. So, Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishto. We'll go a little bit ahead with the status of the Avadim, then we'll circle back to Gemara. So, the next issue. Shemesa Tavi Avdo, Kiva Lav Tanchum, Mamar Lo Tamid, Avdim Atan Rabbeinu, Enrikavim Tanchum, Mel Avadim, Mamar Lo Hamein Tavi Avdi, Kisharko Avadim, Kosher Haya. Chasan im rotsa likros kriyat shmar laila rishon kari rishon kumi lamil omer lo kol rotsa lito al sashem yito my time ring liol kasav raninos laila derabanam dechsiv the pasuk says in Amos v'acharisa ki yom mar makom istinis makom tsar effectively lo gazur bei rabanan. So there is the idea of aninos mida raisa. Now again, the reason that we're using onen here is even though he's technically an Avel, after the Kavura, the status of Onain, not in terms of, you know, being Pater Mikol HaMitzvos, but the status of Onain, just the Chalos of Onain, is that day. Rashi says, in Onan Pachos Miyom Echad, V'acharisa Kiyom Mar. So it's a full day. The implication here is that if you held to Machlokis and Zvachim, that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, the first night is Daraisa, it's not like all the other days of Avelos, so then he wouldn't have been allowed to wash. So the Balei Tosfos say, I don't get it. Where do we see aninus in the Chumash? Whoever said that aninus is dar? Anisa din daraisa by Meister Sheni. Lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. So either way, Rechitza would have been a din daraisa. Even if you hold that person who comes back, that buries terrible. Ila Risa Chemesa Ishta. He comes back that night. So if he were to eat Meister Sheni, let's say you hold, that's anisa daraisa. It's not anisa darabana. So what does that have to do with rechitza? Mimonafshach, my rechitza is a derabanan. Mimonafshach, rechitza is a derabanan. The pasuk in the chumash, Setosa says something very fascinating. Called the tikkun rabanan ke'in deraisa tikkun. No, if it were really true that anina slayla were deraisa for purposes of ma'aser sheni, then Chazal would have made their takanos about rechitza pattern on the daraisa, not subject to heterim like b'makom tzar. They would make a chizuk l'divrayim like the daraisa. That's what Tosfos says here, in the Tosfos of aninos laila derabanan. Okay, so he thinks that you're taking a stand on the issue. Uchshameis taviyav. The tana rabanan avadim v'shvachos in omdim aleihem b'shura, right, to be menachem avil. In Shura Pachos Me'asara, Rashi reminds us here. In Omer Melav Birchas Avelim, Rashi thought that was in the context of the Sudas Havra. Take a look at the Gemara Ksuvis, Daf Chas, the different Girsaos of the Birchas Avelim. Tanachume Avelim, Amokam Minachem, Maisa Mesa Shev Chasus, Reb Lazar, Nichus Talbid of Lanachem, Okevan Shiroosam, he saw that they came to be Menachem Avel, he knew that wasn't the Halacha. Allah Le'aliyah, V'alu Acharav, Nichnas Le'an Pilo, Nichnasu Acharav, he's trying to run away, Nichnas Atrakim, Nichnasu Acharav, Amr lahem chemidumani shatem nechmin boshim achshaviatem nechmin afilu bechami chamin. He says, I tried to give you a hint that you know you would get it through poshim, but now I see that you guys don't get the hint even bechami chamin. Lo kach shinisi lachem avadim v'shuachos in omdim aleim b'shura in omdim aleim birchas aveim lo sanchumi aveim elama omim aleim k'shem shamer lo adam al shor al chamor al mesu amak shamesu. Tanidach, relatedly, avadim ushvachos in maspidin osan. Rabbi Yosef, mevid kasher who amrim alav. Quote, hoy ish tov neman nena migio. Samrlo, I love this line. Imkain may nachta l'ksheirim. What's left for anybody else to say about somebody that it has paid? Ish tov v'ne'aman v'ne'anam yigio is a very beautiful hesped, that he was a good person, he was an honorable person, and that he, you know, had hana, and, you know, yigia kapecha, kisocha, ashrecha v'tov lach. What else could you say about a person? Ma'i nachta l'ksherim, this is the hesped for an eved. What more could you ask for? It's a beautiful line, work ethic, a beautiful line about being a good person and a reliable person. Ma'i nachta l'ksherim. Hesped doesn't have to be long to be meaningful. Anybody know what the Brisker Rav's house hesped for Rav Moshe's older brother was? The Rav's father said two sentences. He was masped him in two sentences. I guess he felt Kolam Osef Goreya. He had said enough.
What were the sentences?
What's that?
Wait, two sentences.
He said two sentences about his brother. And that was, trust me, the Brisker Rav knew the Gemara and Shabbos about Kolam Yisatzel Behesped Shaldim Chacham. Trust me, he knew the Rambam's version of that, right? Roy Lakavro Bechayev, we just saw. So what do you think he said? It was obviously in Yiddish. And this wasn't, you know, Pchisas Lakavod, but he thought, you know, what more could you say about a person? Erez Gevena Gaon, Erez Gevena Tzadik. He was a genius in Torah, he was a righteous person. Imkei ma'inach l'ksher, it doesn't need to be long to be meaningful. So now let me ask you a different question. What's the big deal? So be omer aleihem b'shura, say a birchas aveilim. Say a makom, who cares? Okay, birchas aveilim, birchas l'vatala, but what's the difference? Chaviv adem sh'nev r'b'salam, okay, so fine. What's the chashash? Ephraim, what's the chashash? Who cares? Yenison, what's the chashash?
I mean,
What's the chassid? There has to be some reason not to do this. Why are we saying the halacha is you're not to do it? It's Rabbi Eliezer, you know.
Is there an
issue with
mass
the
non-Jews?
No.
So I would say it's a question about
whether
the Eved is a Jew or not.
Then you have to
have a Tosa says the issue here is a chashash yuchsin. He's so close to being a Jew, people are going to confuse him with a Jew. What does the Rambam say about an Eved Kanani? Ilan, what's the famous quote of the Rambam? Eved Kanani. Brian. Eitan? Tepler? Sepulwitz? You can take away your captaincy. The hockey team. So the Rambam says, is Yatza Michal Ha'amim Lechal Yisrael Lo Nechmas. He's in an interstitial phase. He's hanging in between. Mal, Taval, but he needs a tefillah on the back end. What's the status of that tefillah? It's a machlokas rishonim. Good. What does Rambam hold? Good. So Rambam holds it's deraisa. You figured it out. Very good. So the problem of the Eved is the Eved is so close. Who holds? This is a very good reminder for you guys. Who holds that there's a specific Isser D'Oraisa for a Bas Yisrael to marry an Eved for this reason? Whose shita is that? That's just a non-Jew.
Oh.
You're going to kick yourself.
I am.
On the Pasuk of Lo Siyeh Kedei Sham Ibnos Yisrael.
Yeah. Is this the Ravid? No,
the Ravid. Who holds that there's a specific Issa D'Oraisa, Lo Siyeh Kedei Sham Ibnos Yisrael?
Oh, Ungulus.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. The Targum. That's the way the Targum interprets it. Yeah. Remember, Rashi tries to bring over the Targum to his side. It's not what the Targum. The Rashi says it's a Mufkeris, a Mizumenis, a Snus. How does Rashi try to bring Targum over? He says, oh, because in an Eved, right, it's not a halachic marriage. Ose kol bilosa bilosnus. But really, that's not what the... Right? That's a different thing. The Targum thought that was a special Issa D'Oraisa because the Eved is so close. There's a Chashash. So that's the Chashash. Enom de Malayim Bishur. Okay. Good. Tana Rabbanan Korid Avos Ala Lishlosha. Who are the Shlosha Avos? Shoyt? Excellent. Vein Korid Imahos Ala L'Arba. Who are the Arba Imahos? Oh, okay. You guys know how to learn. My time, Eli, Mamishim de la Yadinan. Ime Ruven Kasinan, Ime Shimon Kasin, it's a chisaron in Yadia. It's a suffix in Mitzias. We just don't know. But really, if we did, we would have more than three avos. We could have, I guess you guys are the Kohanim. They could say, okay, no, I know. I have four avos. Aram is Chakov and Levi. See, Ihochi, Imos, Nami, Lo Yadini, Mirach, Kasin, Mele, no, Kasin. Ella, ad hocha chashivi, tvelo chashivi. With all due respect to the Shiftei Kah, they weren't Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Tani ida chavadim meshachas in kerino sana baploni v'ima plonis. Sharon amliyal, lo and behold, wouldn't you be surprised? Hayukarino sam abaploni v'ima plonis. Maisalistor, no, mishum de chashivi, because they were very chashiv, because of their elevated status. So again, this idea is so important to have, especially as we go through Sefer Bereishis, that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were a category. They were a category unto themselves. So Rivka Rachav Aleya, they were a category unto themselves. The Chashivi, right? They had a different status. They were playing at a different level than everybody that came after them. We're playing at a different level. The Avos did things that others did not do. Now, that expresses itself in practical ways, right? Tfilos avos tiknum, right? Shachris mincha, they laid the foundation, right? Bris milah in the context of Ram, the questions of Meiser, Gid Hanasha, they played a critical role in the foundation of the Torah, for sure. but in broader ways as well, they created the paradigms. I would say Mishum de Chashivi can probably be best understood Aliba the Ramban. What's the Ramban's basic perspective on the Avos?
Oh,
what we really mean, right? He talked about it every day, 4, 5, 6 times a day. So the Ramban says is that the Avos basically created the mold for Jewish history. When you say that there's a founding father, what you mean is that they created the mold through which all of history transpires through that lens. There are certain people who are founding fathers. It's not just that they came at the beginning, but they created the mold. Everything that happens, happens because of the way that they set it up. They gave a certain momentum, they gave a certain trajectory, a certain direction to Klal Yisrael. So that's what we mean when we say Chashivi. So there are specific things that they did, but it goes beyond that, right? So that's part of this. That's why we, learn, Sefer Bereishis. It's a way of, re-encountering the foundations of our people. Okay, very good. So we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow. Again, the plan is, God willing, finish the perek by Thanksgiving, and we'll be in very good